Looky there, it's like magic.
What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Oh, yeah, right, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal.
Oh, great. Isn't this magical?
Yeah, this is magic.
Thank you for listening to Hog Story, where if I'm Jeff Goldblum and you're Jeff Goldblum, then who is Jeff Goldblum? I'm also Fletcher.
You're Jeff Goldblum.
My lifestyle determines my death style.
Okay, fuck face. That's my hot meal.
And that's not even the whole of it.
This is my home.
Which gives it a right smack.
I've no idea what this hole is that's just appeared.
This hole just appeared. I think it's the smoker. Pretty sure we're in the smoker, and I'm pretty sure that it's Monday. It is. It's definitely Monday, October the 16th. Did you have fun on Friday the 13th? That's what I had a little bit of a live stream there on Friday, but it's not Friday anymore. It's Monday. So I hope everybody's doing great.
Welcome back from this short break.
Well, it was like a week long. But okay.
And it's a Monday.
It is. Thanks, Dave. Dave Lynch, he and I go way, way back. We're going to be talking about magic today. Maybe a card game. Maybe practical magic. Who knows? I don't even have a Magic the Gathering deck.
I don't have one to show you, but I do have Microsoft Pinball Arcade.
That's not what we're talking about, even though that is magical in and of itself. Nope, this is the trendiest podcast in the universe, Hog Story.
How very modern.
Yeah, it kind of is, you know. We're podcasting 2.0 compliant, which is quite modern. So if you want to send a boostagram, get one of those newfangled apps. Go to nudepodcastapps.com, find one. If you don't have one, you can send me a boostagram. You can hear the special boosta sound that I've picked out specially for you. We got a boost before the show, and I will be reading that later on. But like I said, we're going to be talking about magic. So if you want to let me know what kind of magic powers would you have if you could have any, just let me know. 430-201-4841. Even if you just want to share some magical experiences, I'm always down to listen to that. I'm just down to listen to you, period. So just give me a call, 430-201-4841, and leave a voicemail, and I'll play it on the show. And who knows? I could even open up the phone lines, you know. Speaking of opening up, it's time to open up this beer. This big man can size 32-ounce Miller High Life, the champagne of the smoker. Excuse me. I had to have a nice swig of that tasty beverage. You may notice that Car Blaine's old Carolyn Blaney is not here. She's still out on the road of fun, heading back to her domicile. She'll be back. No, you know, on the next show. I mean, shit, she'll be here with me on Friday. I'm going to do another live stream Friday afternoon. She'll be with me. We'll be playing some tunes and having a general good time, maybe an admiral good time. You never know. But it is episode 373. We're living magically. And I'm really looking forward to these voicemails. So I hope you get them in. 430-201-4841. Just let me know. I got a jingle for that.
Joe Biden said come.
Oh.
You are in the smoker.
Why is it doing both?
With Hog Story.
VLC. No, not VLC. Ableton.
And most of them come with a phone.
Thanks,
number.
Joe. I hope you're coming with a phone number.
Call it direct, call it collect, but call it today!
Just let me know. If you could have magic powers, not superpowers, but magic powers, what would they be? Do you even believe in that kind of stuff? Do you have any experience with it of any kind? Anything at all? Just give me a call. Yeah, I'll let Carolyn tell all about her trip. I wouldn't want to ruin the magic, as one could say. 373 is not a U.S. phone area code. Huh. I wonder why. Too magical, that number. That's why.
There's a computer in here.
There's three of them in here, and I'm surprised all three are working. That's how I'm able to bring the stream to you. And it is all
somehow that's all being accomplished with this rat's nest of wires and stuff.
Yeah, I guess I'll get into it. I was on NPR. There's not a thing about magic unless they're talking about Magic the Gathering. I don't know if anybody heard Post Malone on Joe Rogan, but he talked about Magic the Gathering. And let's see, this is kind of funny. It's Post Malone just trying to explain Magic the Gathering to Joe Rogan. And if you've ever played Magic and then tried to play explain it to somebody who didn't play, you can kind of feel Post Malone's pain here.
Well, Magic's not a gambling game. You don't bet for money. You just play. Okay. And it's like, so there's over like, Jamie, would you let me know how many Magic cards? I think there's over 30,000 unique Magic cards right now.
And so you're playing, and how does it work? You get dealt a hand?
No, so you draw from your deck. So if you're playing Commander, it'll be you, me, and then two of our other buddies.
Okay.
Oh, shit, there's 50,000 unique.
49,998 total unique English language Magic cards.
Isn't that fucking crazy? So think about it, and the way that it works, it's like chess. It's just very, it's a game of nuance, and it's just like, it's the best game ever created.
Really?
Ever created.
Really? Wow.
Yep, in history.
Oh, he sounds genuinely interested.
I don't have time for that game.
If you don't have time for Diablo, don't get into Magic. Because this shit will eat your fucking life.
That makes it sound great.
In a good way. I enjoy playing.
Eats your life in a good way.
Getting together with my buddies, and you just got three of your good friends, four including me. And you're just sitting there smoking, drinking, talking shit, just like this. But you're also fucking playing like chess with over 50,000 different pieces you could utilize and create whatever the fuck you want with.
Mm.
It's an amazing experience.
Mm.
I see it. I see what you're saying. Obviously, large group of people that believe that as well, that agree with you. I mean, it's a huge game.
It's huge. It's the best game. It's the best game ever created.
The best game ever created, Magic the Gathering. You heard it from Post Malone. You can trust anybody. It's a man with that many face tattoos. Especially when it comes to Magic the Gathering. There's more with Post Malone and Joe Rogan on Magic the Gathering. Old Posty spending lots of money on that game.
I brought a crazy, crazy card. Probably the dumbest thing. Not dumbest, but most irresponsible use of my money I've ever experienced.
Wouldn't that be kind
of
dumb?
I bought a $2 million Magic the Gathering card.
What?
Wow. What kind of market is there for a $2 million? Are you bidding against yourself? Are there other people that are like, I'm in?
He was like, all right, well, Posty said you could get 2.5 for it. I said, fuck, 2.6. But, man, I don't know. It's a Lord of the Rings Magic the Gathering collab they did.
Nerd. Mm.
And there's only one of them.
There's only one card.
Mm-hmm.
So that would there's make it unique.
Not so the other out of cards. All the boosters, all the collector's packs they sold, that was the one. And a guy in Toronto, his name's Brooke, he's an absolute fucking legend.
Is he?
And he worked at Costco, and he went to his local game store.
Costco, I love you.
And I don't know exactly how much he wants me to share, but he went to his local game store and pulled it out of a pack, and it was a $2 million card.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? It literally is like Willy Wonka's fucking...
golden ticket.
Yeah, man. It's so fucking cool.
Is it? That's kind of a weird way to say it. He pulled it out of a pack. I hope he bought the pack first, you know. Otherwise, that's kind of shitty. $2 million. See, that card was unique because it really was one of a kind. I don't think he knows what unique means. Because all the other Magic the Gathering cards, I'm pretty sure there's more than just one of them floating around. There might be other unique ones. I don't know. I haven't kept up with that game. I played it for a little while when I was in middle school when it was, I guess, first out. Now, the best game of all time? I don't know about that. But, hey, he gets enjoyment from it, and I guess it was worth 2 million postie bucks for him. But, I mean, shit. I think he did say it was irresponsible and dumb. So, at least he knows. And it's pretty dumb. I've got baseball cards. I saw Baron Spud the Mighty talking about baseball cards. I've got boxes of them. And they're not really worth anything anymore. Like, they used to be. And then the market just, you know, dissolved. And now, like, a full box. Even, they're from the early 90s. But I think the ones that still go for money are like the 80s, and I don't even know. Once I looked them up and saw they were like $10 a box, I was like, oh, okay. Back in the attic for you. 9 most valuable baseball cards. Well, let's just see. I'm interested in this. Some might call this a cold read. So I could do that.
Time now for a Hog Story cold read.
Yeah, well, let's just see. 9 of the most valuable baseball cards in history. Okay. Though introduced to the public in the mid-1860s, not long after the game's inception and soon after the popularization of photography, baseball cards were not mass-produced until the 1880s. That's when tobacco brands, such as Old Judge and Gypsy Queen, you know what I mean, inserted cards inside their products featuring illustrations of players, mainly to keep the flimsy packaging intact. Yes. Baseball cards became a hit with fans, especially children who would put them in their bike spokes, yes. Who got a bonus piece of chewing gum inside packs starting from the 1930s. Ooh. Mmm. Yes, get on with it. Honus Wagner. 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 $6,606,000. With a name like Honus.
With Fidelity Income Planning, a
Jesus
dedicated advisor
Christ,
can help.
I hate you. I really hate you. Block. I'm going to block you. Why can't I block you? That's dumb. I don't like that. Sorry. Pop-up fucking video. Mute you forever. You're muted forever. Babe Ruth. $4,212,000. George Herman. The Great Bambino? The Colossus of... whatever. The Colossus of Clout. The Sultan of Swat. You're killing me, Smalls. Mike Trout, 3.9 mil. Yowza. I don't even know who that fella is. Oh, Hall of Famer. All-star in 9 of his first 11 seasons. Good for you. From the LA Angels. Yay. Oh, Nolan Ryan, $600,000. Really? I figure old Noli would be worth more than that. Oh, and that's for a 68 rookie. I saw that guy play one time. One time. Jackie Robinson. Okay. Joe DiMaggio. Ricky Henderson. K. Ken Griffey Jr., only 23,000. Wow, that's racist. I'm going to go ahead and say it. There, I said it. YouTube is being shitty about ads, telling me, like, ad blockers aren't allowed. Oh, yeah? Well, here's an ad blocker to block that stupid thing.
Nerd alert!
Yeah, old Posty talking about his Magic the Gathering cards.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Wow. But I'm unique. There's only one of me.
There's only one of them.
Yep. It's me. I'm Fletcher. The only one. I mean, unless you count everybody in my family, they're also Fletchers.
He's an absolute fucking legend.
Oh, thanks, Posty. Really, that means a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. But you are in the smoker with me, Fletcher. This is Hog Story episode 373.
It's so fucking cool.
It really is fucking cool. Being in the smoker.
It was a gift from the heavens. The perfect smoker.
Mm.
It's just where people go hang out.
That's true.
And now it's my turn in the smoker.
You're always going to be in the smoker, Jeff.
In the smoker, motherfuckers.
It's like a meat sanctuary.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
I think the first cigarette I had, I was 9 or 11. Somewhere like that. I'm not sure. Honestly. I do want to hear a voicemail, though. I'm in the mood for a voicemail, so I'm going to hit all of you and myself with a voicemail.
Wham!
Hit that, son!
Yeah!
Yeah!
I'll hit it during the voicemail. How about that?
In the smoker, y'all.
Hey!
It's
Vox.
So, if I had a magic power, it would...
Don't be a smartass.
This is an easy one. It would be related to mind control.
Ooh,
specifically...
Okay.
People would have to tell me the truth if I ever asked them a question. They would be forced to, compelled to, tell me the truth and only the truth and all of the truth. And I would use that to gain access to, politicians and then the people who pull their strings and then the people who pull their strings all the way up to the top globalists or whatever lizard people are running the show. And I would force them to have to tell me the truth. And then I would post it all over the internet. That would be an excellent, excellent magic power. So, yeah, there you go. In the smoker.
Thank you, Vox. Well, you know, sometimes... There's a hog sound for you. Sometimes, when faced with the truth, people still won't believe it. So it may still be an uphill battle, even if you do get the truth out of politicians. There may be some who just still refuse to hear it. And go, no, that couldn't possibly be true. Lindsey Graham wouldn't do that to me. Or these bankers wouldn't do that to us. Or whatever you find out. There's no way those lizard people, I'll admit they exist, but there's no way they could be like exhibiting ill will toward us. No, they're great magical lizards. Just full of love and light. Now, you don't believe me? No, they could be. You never know. Thanks, Vox. A little glimpse there into what she wants, and that's the ability to cast a truth spell on all those she encounters. Maybe you already have that. It's possible. There's a fella. Found his channel on YouTube. And of course, how could it not be real whenever his YouTube channel is called Real Wizardry? So I had to give it a listen. Because let's face it, it's real. And the guy probably has...
Real magical powers.
Oh, real magical powers. Is that like you get some... Obviously, just gross factory candy, and it says, like, real chocolatey flavor. Not real chocolate. Not real chocolate flavor. Real chocolatey flavor. Like, real magical powers. They're not magic powers. They're just magical. Well, there's a difference. Words matter. So, let's find out about these magical powers from this guy at Real Wizardry, huh? He's going to tell us how we could probably get them, I hope.
I can teach you how to get real magical powers, but you will need to put away some ideas about how to get there.
Uh-oh.
Whether you're looking for ways to get rich, fall in love, have better health, learn telepathy, or even fly, this video is for you.
Wait, you know it's a bad sign right off the bat when he says you're just going to have to put away blankety blank blank blank.
Some ideas about how to get there.
Ideas on how to get there, but...
Whether you're looking for ways to get rich, fall in love, have better health, learn telepathy, or even fly, this video is for you.
Oh, good.
I'll explain how to give yourself real magical powers, and it's probably not what you think.
Oh, it's not what you think, guys, but be sure and hit that like subscribe and bell icon and leave a comment below on what you're going to do with your newfound magical powers, right? That new chocolatey flavor I'm going to bestow upon you. Right. Do you believe him? Do you believe him?
Number one, telepathy.
Okay, wait. If you're in the chat, these will be in the show notes too. But I just want to show you how, I mean, how obviously genuine this guy is. Because, I mean... with a title card like this, how could he not be real? And this is for telepathy. He's, of course, making a meme face of the ooh and pointing up at telepathy. Oh, see, he looks like a real wizard doing that, because I'm sure Merlin made that face. Anyway, let's continue with him telling us how we can get telepathy.
He has another name in the field of psychology, and it's called rapport.
Wait. Hold on.
Number one, telepathy. Telepathy has another name in the field of psychology, and it's called rapport.
What?
Rapport is a state in which two or more people can communicate so deeply that the boundaries of reality just fade away. In other words, if you and I were in rapport, we might both forget who said something and just agree that we both think it. And it may sound a little bit lame as a version of telepathy.
No, it sounds a lot a bit lame. Because, Vocabulary.com is the first one I clicked on. Rapport is a good sense of understanding and trust. If you have a good rapport with your neighbors, they won't mind if you kick your ball onto their property every now and then. Definitions of rapport, a relationship of mutual understanding or trust. Okay, that's true. That's what I always thought of as rapport. A friendly, harmonious relationship. And what did he say rapport was?
Number one, telepathy. Telepathy has another name in the field of psychology, and it's called rapport. Rapport is a state in which two or more people can communicate so deeply that the boundaries of reality just fade away. In other
words... Oh yeah, I'm not reading that on anything like dictionary.com or Merriam-Webster.com or... Yeah, I don't see anything about this altered state of reality happening. I do see, the term sympathetic, I also see the term empathic, but nothing about altering reality.
Rapport is a state in which two or more people can communicate so deeply that the boundaries of reality just fade away. In other words, if you and I were in rapport, we might both forget who said something and just agree that we both think it. And it may sound a little bit lame as a version of telepathy, but it's a great way to give you superpowers and an advantage over other people because you can then control other people getting into and out of...
No. I want magic powers, not superpowers. What am I wearing? Spandex?
Powers and an advantage over other people because you can then control other people getting into and out of rapport with you. So you can control conversations and persuade anyone to do anything that you want them to.
The
key to getting into rapport is mirroring. Other videos will explain this in a bit more detail, the ins and outs of mirroring techniques, but the most important thing to remember here is to not mimic. By mirroring successfully, you can get into a telepathic state where other people are easily molded to your will.
What telepathic state? Ohio? Is that a telepathic state? Which one? Mississippi? Is that a telepathic state? Louisiana? Maybe. I want to go there. Where are these telepathic states that I can find people to get in good rapport with? I didn't know telepathy was simply rapport. I've been educated. Educated. Yeah, that's not telepathy at all, but he does have a story, or not a story, but a technique you can utilize in the real world to gain the power of rapport. I mean, telepathy over others. And see, that's the shitty thing, too. I don't want to control people. or what they do or think or feel about me. I want to control the world around me, but not the people in it.
Number one, telepathy.
Oh, wait, I already did that. How about number two, how we can use telepathy in our everyday life?
Now, here's something freaky anyone can try with it's telepathy. It's freaky. The next...
Okay, by the way, just prepare yourselves, guys. It's freaky.
Here's something freaky anyone freaky. Can try with telepathy. The next anyone. Time you're on a bus, I know you probably won't be with COVID, but, you know, next...
Wait, that's a weird phrase. You won't be with COVID. Will I be with that? Like, COVID in the air or COVID in my body? Either way, I'm not worried about it. What are the masks for?
Next time you're on a bus, sit near the back if you can and pick someone who's sat alone, not listening to music, and not distracted by their phone. That might be a bit of a challenge too. An older man or magic? Woman, perhaps. Nope. Now, just stare at the back of...
Wait, a man or a woman, perhaps? Could I...
Too. An older man or woman, perhaps.
Oh, now, older. Oh, you're going after the elderly, you piece of shit.
Stare at the back of their head and imagine scratching...
I'm sorry, I'm doing a... talking over it way too much.
Perhaps. Now, just stare at the back of their head and imagine scratching a hole in their head, maybe with a sharp knife or something. Don't...
You sound like a psychopath, motherfucker.
Actually do it, obviously. Just drilling that hole in their skull in your imagination. Don't break eye contact with the back of their head, which I know sounds a bit strange, but just keep on boring and staring into that back of their head. The person will eventually turn around because they sense you staring at the back of their head.
Staring or boring a fucking mental imaginary hole.
Ed, this is very spooky and nobody can explain it, but it is a reliable test of your new magical superpowers, and you now have the magical skill of telepathy. You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. What a chode muffin. Here's how you can exhibit your newfound telepathic powers. Sit behind somebody on a bus, but it's got to be a person that's not doing a goddamn thing. And stare intently at the back of their head. Imagine being fucking psychotic and boring a hole into their head with a sharp knife. And then, eventually, they'll turn around. Well, there you go. Now you have control over people, and you can make them do what you want. And they'll give you all their money, or blowjobs, or both. Who knows? Wow. So that guy goes on and on. That was only number one out of, I don't know, five or something. I'll spare you, you do not need to go watch this yourself. I'll spare it all for you and just cut right to the interesting part I know you're waiting on. How does he tell us we can fly? Because he did mention that in the beginning. He'll tell us how to fly. And apart from the rapport of telepathy, it's got to be good. It's got to be real. We're going to really fly here with his advice.
What about flying then? Well, I'm afraid that you're going to have to use illusion for that, simply because physics won't allow you to fly like Superman. You can obviously fly by using machines and planes or jetpacks, but remember that until these things were invented, nobody thought that that was even possible. So why not try something impossible and see if it does work? Obviously, do it safely. Don't jump off a building. That would be mental.
Hashtag shut the fuck up.
Oh, man. So he's obviously going for a listener base dumber than him. Oh, I can fly. I just have to use the power of illusion. Now, I did watch that entire video. And he did discuss the power of illusion. Naturally, there was a reference to David Copperfield and the Statue of Liberty. And he's just saying, all you have to do is make people believe what they see, and then it's real for them and real for you and magic. He's probably a David Blaine fan, too. Yeah, it's sad that so many people watch that guy's videos. Hundreds of thousands. But I watched it, too, so just to ridicule it, I didn't honestly think he was going to tell me how to get real magic powers, mainly because he said they were...
Real magical powers.
They're only magic-flavored powers. Not real magic powers. Just magic-flavored. Which, I like magic-flavored ice cream. You know? I really do. But I want real magic powers. You know? I want to, I don't know, do cool shit. Like, talk to trees. Or whales. Could you imagine what whales had to fucking say? You ever think of that? Like, I don't know. I know I do. Like, what the... Like, their cognitive abilities, they obviously have them. They sing songs. They're unique songs to each animal, even though they sing a similar tune. Do whales have karaoke? That's another thing. Maybe that's the question for next week. Do whales, I'm writing this down, do whales sing karaoke? And maybe give us your best whale impression singing karaoke. Karaoke. I think whales are gooder boys than dolphins, you know. By the way, I really do. Whales are... when was the last time you heard about a whale raping anybody?
I am a good boy.
And you can quote him.
Yeah, you don't hear about whales raping anybody. That's because they're gentle creatures, except for the killer whale. But it's in their name, so... It's kind of on you. Kind of on you if you get fucked up by a killer whale. It's in the name. It's in the game. Eat at whales. Anyway. How about another voicemail? Probs? That's what I want.
You're Jeff Goldblum.
And so are you.
You're hurting me!
Oh, it'll be over soon. It's just a voicemail. It's nothing that really hurts at all. Actually, they're quite pleasant.
Maybe my magical power would be to like make everybody into Jeff Goldblum.
Like it? I like it.
Like, we would just all be Jeff Goldblum, even though we are Jeff Goldblum.
We are, but then we would also be. Yeah.
Damn, here in the parking lot trying to kick this razor blade out of the way, because it could just be bad news all around.
Oh, that's a weird game. Anyway. I've heard of kick the can, but never kick the razor blade. What kind of parking lot are you in? Don't kick the heroin needles.
It's kind of a tough thing, actually. Like,
yeah.
I think, like, the immediate things, like, oh, flying, or like, Superman stuff, you know, I got laser vision, or whatever.
Oh, wait, see, those are superpowers. I think with magic, you can fly, but it's usually with an imbued object, like a broomstick, or a carpet.
Super strength and whatnot, which would all be really cool. But then it's like that whole Spider-Man thing, great responsibility kind of deal. To be like, yeah, if I could just go fly, I'd be like, super fun. Which honestly, I think it would be something like flying. I could say like running.
I think that last guy though that we listened to, I think he would say with great powers comes great rapport.
And fast, but like, it's also like that cool aspect and all the lessons you learn from like you purposely have to train to like get faster. Like I've actually started finally get a little bit of some sore stuff on my knees and legs. I'm like, I need to actually start stretching because I just run cold, which is no bueno, and I don't stretch after and yada, yada, yada. But you get all those, you learn all those lessons from not doing things or doing things. And ultimately, like, that's what makes you stronger or makes you better at whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Practice. Perfect. So, practice. Yeah.
Well, probably go with default, like, default flying and, yeah, but I do like the question because it just makes you think, like I said, like we're in an area where it's like we have, you know, so much knowledge and so much information that we can, you know, the physical attribute, like we can get through what the most ailments and stuff like that. And we can get better and faster and stronger and all these different things and whatnot. But we just have to do it. And all the lessons we learn from just having to do it and whatnot is valuable in and of itself. And yeah. Anyway, all right. I blabble a little bit.
No, I like that. No, you don't, man.
So, all right. I love you guys. Appreciate you. Stay dangerous. Stay hydrated, but stay dangerous. And whether or not you're in a parking lot kicking razor blades or you're just listening to a podcast, give a hearty
cuckoo! 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 Thanks, Christopher Battles. It gets me thinking. What differentiates magic powers from superpowers? I mean, superpowers I think of like Superman and his obnoxious super strength, or the laser eyes. Those are superpowers because those are like physically improbable, not impossible, but improbable. And I mean, so are magic powers though. But magic powers, anytime you see it in movies or TV or books or any of the entertainment part of it, they require energy to use, and they sometimes drain the person when they use them. So I think that's a defining characteristic of magic powers versus superpowers. Superpowers just seem innate, like just part of the person. And they often happen, you know, after puberty, when the DNA and evolution, blah, 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 blah. You know, like Wolverine with his claws and the self-healing thing. But then again, like a magic power, I think, would be the self-healing thing. And pyromancy, being able to shoot fire or control fire, maybe. Not necessarily like conjure it out of nowhere, but control it. yeah, what differentiates superpower from a magic power? I mean, there is Doctor Strange in the Marvel comics who used magic. But see, he had to cast spells and have artifacts or whatever you call them. Relics? Amulet? How many people own amulets? I don't think I've ever owned an amulet. Personally, no, I haven't. But I mean, Doctor Strange, were those superpowers or magic powers? What about Scarlet Witch? I mean, it's in the name. So, pondering. Thanks for pondering with me, Christopher Battles. I appreciate you, man. You're a good friend of the show. One day I will meet you and I will give you a hug. And that goes for any of you. One day I will meet you and I will give you a hug. I don't care who you are, how much you dislike hugs. You're getting a hug from Fletcher. I'm a huggy kind of guy. I hug the ones I like. That guy was ridiculous, though, with the fucking... Has the balls to call it real wizardry. I just want to hear it again. This technique toward getting a rapport with someone on the bus.
And you can quote him.
That was not it.
Now, here's something freaky anyone can try with telepathy. The next time you're on a bus, I know you probably won't be with COVID, but, you know, next time you're on a bus, sit near the back if you can and pick...
It sounds like with child. Someone's with child. Someone's with COVID. Odd is what that phrase is. Odd. Now, I'm going to attempt to not stop his explaining this freaky technique.
A bus, sit near the back if you can and pick someone who's sat alone, not listening to music and not distracted by their phone. That might be a bit of a challenge too. An older man or woman perhaps. Now just stare at the back of their head and imagine scratching a hole in their head, maybe with a sharp knife or something. Don't actually do it, obviously. Just drilling that hole in their skull in your imagination. Don't break eye contact with the back of their head, which I know sounds a bit strange, but just keep on boring and staring into the back of their head. The person will eventually turn around because they sense you staring at the back of their head. This is very spooky, and nobody can explain it, but it is a reliable test of your new magical superpowers, and you now have the magical skill of telepathy. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no one can explain it. A fucking psycho staring wide-eyed at the back of some old fuck's head, and then they turn around. Huh. I don't know. He looked like he was trying to drill a hole into your head with mind knives. Oh, yeah, I kind of felt the mind knife, so I turned around. Wow, so freaky. He must have telepathy. No, excuse me, that's just called rapport. I need to rapport myself some more beer. No, I don't. Well, I guess I do right into my mouth. I use my mouth as a cup. Wait, that doesn't go well with that clip I have of the dude saying where he does things. Oh, this clip.
I beat my meat into a cup.
Well, what do you know? I have a cup right here.
Their stuff is absolutely incredible.
It is. Oh, I'll get to that chick, too. She's not as bad, surprisingly. Not as bad as the real wizardry guys. Or guy. He's just one guy.
Hey, guys. What's up? What's going on?
See, I thought there was two guys, too. It's just one who points and makes the ooh face to a word. He's going to teach you how to get the skill of telepathy. Ooh. Next, he's going to tell me about the magic of telephony. Oh, guys, there's this magical service called MCI. All you do is get your magic number button and you dial 1-800-COLLECT. I don't know if that was for MCI. It doesn't matter. No one uses 1-800-COLLECT anymore. Sad, the people that ran that shit, they went from steak and shrimp every night to pushing buggies in a parking lot kicking razor blades, seemingly overnight. Maybe that's a magic power. Would Would the ability to affect magnetic fields be a magic power? I often think of using magic as also using an object, like a wand, you know, something imbued with the magic, something that helps you focus the energy. Again, we have to expel the energy if it's going to be a magic power. How does one get the energy for using magic? In the real world, how do you gain XP? I guess just by living. Everything gets you XP. Just like in the games. I'm a sucker for those RPGs that use magic. Like, I went down a fucking... not went down, I just stayed in the Skyrim hole. Just grinding. And they had the shit about building a house, you know, so... You gotta get a fucking kind of wood for your chimney or whatever. Your fireplace mantle. You need some onyx for a table. I don't know. I don't remember the specifics, but it sounds right. Oh, I gotta go get some moon juice or whatever it was from this panther man. Ooh. With the ability to shape shift, you know? Especially into animals, would that be considered magic? I think so. Of course, there's the native legends of the skinwalker, but other things that are able to shift, one might say. Hillary would say. I do believe I have a clip of Hillary talking about shifting.
Okay, I can, you know, shift a little bit toward a more expected appearance.
Yeah, like we expect you to look human. Uh-huh. But does Hillary Clinton know magic? Shifting magic? I don't know. But I really didn't like that guy. All of his explanations were about manipulating people. And I cut out the story of him talking about some contest he was in where he mirrored each judge and just acted the way they acted and spoke the way they spoke. Blah, 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 blah. And ended up winning the contest. Wow, amazing. Must have been because of his rapport, which he said, yes, it was because of his rapport with the individual judges. But, yeah, I just didn't like the manipulating people part. I like people. I don't want to have people do my bidding. I mean, working together is one thing, but having minions is another thing. I don't like those guys. I don't like the memes. I don't even like the word. I don't like the thought. Because I'm no better than anyone else. We're all equally cool as shit. Like, the odds of us all being here right now, I don't know what they would be. But I just find it enjoyable that we're all here and now. And we really do have our own abilities. And we all do things that are seemingly magical. I know I've been there where I magically caught something falling off the table or anything like that, or stopping someone from hitting their head on the edge of the coffee table or something. Been there, done that with brothers, sisters, nieces, and nephews, like accident-prone family because, well, we were active and we played jokes on each other. But we can all do things that are seemingly magic. I mean, shit, a lot of people that listen to the show and the other shows in the No Agenda reality world, realm, whatever, can do magical things with computers that fascinate me because the computers I have just seem to have ill will toward me. But sometimes I have to, give it a little abuse.
Which gives it a right smack.
Yeah, on the computer. Yeah, if you saw my podcast studio, it would be this.
Somehow, that's all being accomplished with this rat's nest of wires and stuff.
See, my computers dislike me, but the rest of the audio gear loves me. So by sheer will alone, me and my audio gear make the computers send the signal out to a stream. But the people that can just spit out some code or whatever, that's like magic to me. I have to ask for help all the time or use reference and like go and just copy pasta some shit, make it mine. Because I couldn't just come up with the code spell on my own. I have to use somebody else's spell to work the wizardry inside the computer box. That's the real wizardry right there. Not staring at the back of someone's head with a fucking imaginary psycho knife. Psychosomatic. Psychokinesis. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I have a knack for music, but there are people out there that can do straight-up magical things with instruments. It seems like just whatever they pick up, it's suddenly a musical instrument. But, I mean, I could do the same sometimes. Make things whistle. Not that. That is a pipe. You know, a grass pipe. But, what was I getting at there? I don't know. Oh, well, we are all inherently magical in our own way. And I appreciate that about people. Even though sometimes I don't necessarily want to be around people, I want to be by myself, there's still times when I do. I'm a human. I crave other human interaction. So, and then I observe things. I'm like, wow, that's really cool. You're kind of magical. So I wouldn't want to control anybody. I'd like to work with people. And I guess, like, one could say, well, convincing somebody to work with you is a form of control. But no, it's not. You can't control free will, I mean, to that kind of extent, really. And so, yeah, I don't like that real wizardry guy. You're not going to control me, asshole. I'm not subscribing, not hitting that like button, or the fucking bell icon. Instead, I'm going to hit this voicemail over here, because there are some cool magical people that decided to call and leave a voicemail. So let me just remind you that
Joe Biden said come, and most of them come with a phone number.
That's right.
You're hurting me.
You're Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what this caller has to say.
Right, so we've got, if you had magic powers, what would they be?
Yeah.
Well, you know, in-depth question. I don't mean to brag,
okay,
but I do seem to have what is a magic power. Ooh. I'm capable of keeping my mouth shut when I don't know what I'm talking about.
Dang.
The topic in conversation is one that I don't have any insight to. I can just shut up and listen and learn before I start running my mouth. All right, so to answer the question properly, if I had a magic power, what would I want it to be? I would want the utter gift of language. I would want to be able to read, write, understand audibly, and to speak any language just like a native, whether the language is still current or not. I think that would make life the most interesting thing possible. In the smoker.
Oh, and the smoker caller, that's really cool. Yeah. Being able to speak any language, any, like, just as fluent as a native. I like that. That would indeed be magical. And I don't think I have that ability to keep my mouth shut when I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm a podcaster, which is true.
And that's not even the whole of it.
The whole of it. So this chick.
Hey guys, what's up? What's going on?
Hey guys, didn't like the way she started her video because, well, I'll just play the first minute of it.
Today's video is super fun. This is all about how to awaken your magical abilities. So first off, I do want to say for the people that clicked on this video that have no idea what I'm talking about or what magic is and think that it's only something that's in movies. So yes, magic exists. It's kind of different from the magic that we see in movies, although there is some sources that actually claim that there is advanced yogis that live, you know, way recluse and they can levitate. They can, they have telekinesis. They can move objects with their minds. All these different types of things. So there is many, many claims and sources that say that this is very real. And then there's also claims of people who can go years and years without eating food. I'm not saying you should do this, but these advanced yogis know how to get nutrients and have their body be sustainable without food, and that they can also live hundreds and hundreds of years. So this is kind of crazy. So in this video, I'm not going to be talking about how to do those things because I am somebody that, me personally, I don't know how to do those things. That is something that takes a lifetime to learn.
All of that just to tell me you can't even do it. So what magic powers are you going to tell me about? You can't even tell me how to make my body sustainable. I think you meant sustained. Like, you know, sustained without food, not sustainable. It makes me sound like a farm.
That is something that takes a lifetime to learn.
I'm sure it does. Thanks. She says,
I am not there yet. I'm a young person.
Good to know. Maybe she'll tell us more. So that was the first minute. That made me want to turn it off. Just, here's all this stuff, but I don't know how to do any of that. I was like, but, okay. Almost like it was the same video, but with a chick instead of the dude. So we'll see. Let's listen to more.
So the magic that I'm talking about in this video is more along the lines of psychic abilities, being able to see the future, being able to see spirits, if that's something that you're interested in.
What about being able to bore psychotic holes in the back of old people's heads? Can you teach me that?
Being an empath, being able to feel vibrations in people's energies, feeling vibrations in your own energies, seeing auras, all these different types of things along the lines of this. Because this is what our world is. This is the type of magic that we possess in our world. And the list goes on with all the different types of magical abilities that you can attain when doing these types of things. There's lots of things to unlock, but maybe like things like levitation and telekinesis.
Oh.
I don't know how to do that. If I ever figure out how to do that, I'll let you guys know. But at the moment, I don't know.
Well, why'd you bring it up? She doesn't know about telekinesis or levitation either.
I don't know how to do that. If I ever figure out how to do that, I'll let you guys know. But at the moment, I don't know.
At the moment? But then, right after that, she had to show off her jewelry. And this is what she has to say.
Their stuff is absolutely incredible. If you guys like anything to deal with ancient Egypt or astrology or spirituality or the mystical kind of stuff.
Oh, then check out whoever it was about their jewelry. Wow. She said,
You guys know who Thoth is?
Yeah.
This is the symbol of Thoth right here.
Oh.
Then there's a bunch of Egyptian hieroglyphs on the side right here.
I didn't bother translating those, though.
Fuck ancient Egypt!
Yeah, but my ears did perk up when she showed off her Egyptian jewelry.
This is the symbol of Thoth right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck, man.
Yeah. So she went on, and she actually talked about interesting stuff, but things I already knew about, and I didn't want to clip her talking about it, just the pineal gland and blah, 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 and how to unlock it, and then, like, picking up on people's information, getting a rapport. So she did.
Oh, yeah, fuck, man.
She did say something interesting about fluoride. So she was saying that the calcium fluoride is what calcifies your pineal gland, which if you haven't heard that before, you can just search pineal gland and 85 articles are going to come up about that sort of thing. But I was unaware of the amount of fluoride in tea, all sorts of tea, because it absorbs it through the soil, apparently. This has a list. Health effects of fluoride, blah, 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 blah. There's a diagram showing how bad it is, blah, blah. Okay, so mature black tea leaves have a high amount of fluoride in them. Mature green tea leaves also have a high amount of fluoride. Oolong, mature ones, have a high to medium. Well, that's good. White tea leaves, young and buds, a medium to low. Well, that's nice. Herbal teas, not made from tea leaves, would have low to none. Well, obviously, they're not tea. They are different plants. Please refer to the different plants chart is what you should say. Oh, and then they talk about brands. Okay, well, I don't care. I don't care about the brands. Oh, they're showing me how to read the table. Well, thanks. I can read tables. Oh, going into fluoride part per million. Ahmad Apple Refresh Black Tea has 2.4 parts per million of fluoride. Is it approved for what? I don't know what it's approved for, but no, it's clearly not approved. For consumption? Maybe. All these have no beside them. I haven't clicked far ahead. Let's go to the very end. Well, none of the ones on the very end are approved. Let's go to page 33. Oh, there's a yes. Yogi brand Restful Sleep Herbal Tea. 0 parts per million fluoride. Is it approved? Of course it is. Yes, it is. Oh no, but Yorkshire brand, Orange Picot. How do you, Picot? It's black. It's got 2.3 parts per million of fluoride, oh no. Crown green tea, oh no, 2.2. But what do you know, all the herbal teas that are not made from tea, of course, have zero parts per million. This one has an extremely low 1998 year Lao Cha Tao Ripe Pu'er. Pu'er. How do you say that? P-U-E-R-H, Pu'er. 0.3 parts per million. And that was page 33 of that table. Table. So there's fluoride in your tea. It's not very magical. Unless fluoride makes you hallucinate. Does it? Sometimes. Sometimes I like to hallucinate. Also, sometimes I like to record just odd sounds. So I'm going to play for you some sounds. This first sound. That was not the sound. That was the sound of me dropping my phone. Shouldn't have been back there in the armrest. You know, the first sound is the sound of my garage opening. It's out of alignment or something. I've yet to figure out what its problem is, but it makes a horrendous squeal. So there's going to be some very high-pitched noises coming up in 3, 2, 1. Sounds like it's possessed by a demon. Me hitting the machete. Tape measure. Other tape measure. Lighter. It's kind of obvious what that is. A drill. A golf ball. Like that. Oh, this is a hacky sack. That goes on for some time. I forget. Something. I was snapping something shut. Oh, this one. This is a spring from the brake chamber on a 53-foot trailer. You know, a semi-trailer. When I first started driving, had gotten this... this job that was completely 180 of the schedule my body was used to being on. And I had to park real fast and get to sleep while the sun was still out and then wake up and make this delivery at like 3:30, 2:30, something like that. But it was an hour and a half drive. I was very distracted and tired by the time I got there. And there was a driver parked perpendicular to all the loading doors. He was talking to another driver and just pulled his truck up in front of them. That made my turn radius smaller, so I was distracted by his fancy fuck truck with all the lights on it. It's still my fault. I'm not saying it's anybody else's fault but my own. I was the only one driving the truck. Thanks for agreeing with me. Brake spring. So it's the giant spring out of that brake chamber. And like, so I was making a left turn, wasn't watching my trailer close enough. It hopped the curve, and the rear axle made close, intimate friends with this literal one-ton landscaping boulder. And I proceeded to drag it, oh, a good 50 feet across the fucking parking lot. And when the rock met the brake chamber, it crushed it. Open, and the spring, which was completely compressed, liberated itself from there and bounced all over the goddamn place and made a hellacious racket. Oh, it's in stereo now. And the guy that came to fix it, a tow truck operator, replaced the brake chamber, the spring, all that shit. And the hose, the brake hose, to get me going. And, of course, I had to pay for all this and the landscaping. But later, as he was about to leave, I saw the spring. Luckily, it didn't hit anybody's truck. And I picked it up. I was like, you mind if I keep this? He was like, Nah, man, it's cool. He's like, I'm supposed to, you know, do whatever, like report it or take it back, whatever. He's like, but they get lost all the time. I was like, all right. I hate that this one got lost. And I kept it. Just for that stupid fuck story to remind me how stupid I was for ignoring my fucking, not ignoring, but not watching it close enough. Being distracted by being tired and that fucking driver. All the shit I shouldn't have been paying attention to. But the guard in the guard shack right there, right in the front of the gate as I was making that left turn, he said the boulder was there because the previous guy that hopped that turn flipped its trailer over and it landed on the fucking guard shack. And that guard said, I literally just walked out the door to go take a shit. And that happened. I was like, holy crap. I was like, really? That was probably the best shit you ever took after that. He's like, well, I did appreciate it. I was like, yeah. Yeah. Magic. Was that magic? I know that spring sounds magical. More sounds? Oh, it's a beach ball. I'm rubbing my hands on it. Tin lid. Oh, more tin lid. This is, I need a poem to read. Low in darkness I wait. Boring holes in the back of old people's minds. My mind's not theirs, mine. My mind controls minds all the time. Lo, I wait in the darkness. Garage door is closing. That was the very end of it, which was the best part because it sounds like a demon. And the springs, the tension springs, add that nice spring reverb. Oh, Jesus Christ, that scared the shit out of me. That was dropping said spring in between two microphones. Let's cleanse our palate. Something pleasant. Imagine you're behind an old person on the bus. You're mentally projecting smoke all around their head. Intoxicating smoke. Pleasant smoke. Smelly smoke. Smoker smoke. Okay, good.
In the smoker, motherfuckers.
Let's listen to a voicemail. Yeah, you said it, Fred.
Yeah!
How's that red hat?
Face to the screen, Hogs.
Hey!
Yeah, so, what are we talking about tonight? Talking about magic?
Magique.
Magical abilities?
Yeah.
Being bestowed magical,
Incipia?
I already said abilities, I'll just say abilities. Yeah, magical abilities, yeah, If you could be granted one, if you could just have one, I guess is the topic tonight. Because, I mean, there's a few I'd like to have.
Yeah, name them.
I always kind of thought it'd be kind of cool to be able to, like, just somehow to magically be able to speak, hear, read, write, and completely understand every language ever spoken on the face of the earth. Like, if I could just go to, like, Egypt and look at, fuck, ancient Egypt. But, like, go to ancient Egypt.
That's a coincidence.
And, just read the hieroglyphs. Know exactly what was written there, you know? Or ancient Sanskrit, or even like modern languages, you know? Just be able to... Just every language anybody can ever speak and hear and write and read and understand, like, that would be pretty magical if one person could actually do all that, like, just without having to think about it hardly at all. Just, like, just have the ability to do it out of nowhere. That'd be pretty awesome. Of course, there's the laser beams from the eyes. That would be a pretty good one. Being able to fly, you know, all the standards, but I'm trying to be creative here. Like shooting spider webs like Spider-Man would be pretty fun too, but no, I think the language thing would be pretty valuable. It'd be kind of a weird thing to have, but, you know.
Ooh,
anyway, that's pretty much my offering for now in the smoker. Have a good show.
All right, thank you. What an oddly similar voicemail. Came in at 7:35. The one before that that talked about language came in at 4:25. 3:22 was Christopher Battles when he came in. He'd mentioned Spider-Man, I do believe. Wow. Face to the screen, you are a you're a receiver, dude. You're like picking up. See? That's why we should all work together. We need somebody who can pick up stuff like that. That's cool. This next caller is probably cool. I bet I like him.
You Jeff Goldblum robot. I think I'm going to change my my answer here. Okay. I think if I had a magic power, I would turn robot into a real person.
Oh.
And we'd go tear up the town, you know? Hit all the places, you know, the
hit 'em?
Internet cafes and the donut shops. Yeah. Or I would use my powers for good.
Good.
And I would destroy David Copperfield.
Yes.
Because somebody needs to take that motherfucker down.
Yes.
In the smoker.
Net Ned, you man. You're a man. Dude.
Net Ned, I like him.
Yeah. Yes. Good. Destroy David Copperfield. That's what he deserves. You know that dude ain't magic. He ain't magic. Or is he? I don't know. He's not. I saw him. Saw him once. Like, I know that paper shit ain't snow, dude.
Good.
Yes, Ned. Release your anger. Makes you stronger.
Wow.
It's so fucking cool.
So is the incorrect transcription of the first three words of the voicemail there. Ninjago Blue Robot. Ninjago Blue, I think, is pretty darn cool all on its own. Ninjago Blue. What am I doing? Playing with Lego? Yeah, I guess. Another voicemail?
Everyone's Jeff Goldblum in the Hog Story voicemail box. Magic powers that aren't superpowers. Let's see. Shit, I'd be happy if any of them just worked for me. You know, all the standard magic stuff, you know, intent, manifestation, any of that, you know, if I could do any of that and feel like I had results, that'd be cool. But let's just say, okay, let's just say it worked. And then, so some ritual magic. I guess altruistically, if I could make some magic work, if I had magic powers, you know, I'd throw down those circles and everything, conjure the demon, and have the person like sitting in the middle of the circle or whatever, and naked, of course. You might as well, you know, shove some crystals up their butt, because then, you know, Crowley knows, you know, that's where the magic is, and, you know, up the butt. And so have them in the circle, crystals up the butt, demon comes in, cures their sickness, all their cancers, whatever, broken ribs, shit like that. And then I go and slant that all as faith healing, except for make it all about God. And then I'd be like, Jesus needs your money, and I get rich. So I guess it wasn't altruistic after all. In the smoker.
If they believe it's altruistic, maybe. There you go. If they're dumb enough to give you your money, their money, I suppose. They kind of have it coming. Survival of the fittest and all that. Up the butt.
I'm going to fuck your fun hole.
That could be a sermon right there.
I'm going to fill it up with my fun.
Hadn't been filled for close to 50 years, they say. And I filled it up for, you would have been proud, for the right price, okay? When it was low, we got it filled.
I bet you did. You know what else you could do up the butt?
Y'all know what's a banana split? Huh?
Huh?
Well, we gonna use your booty.
See?
I'm gonna hit the, I gotta break it in half. You understand?
Yeah, you understand?
And put some corn chips, smash that up there. Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and put some pecan, some ice cream. Girl, yeah. I'm gonna go to licking that, girl, inside your booty.
Inside.
Ay-yi-yi. I'm gonna get it all. Uh-huh. Guess what? You gonna put me to sleep.
Sounds like narcotics are involved.
Put a banana split in your asshole, girl.
Magical. Yeah, it's a magical Sunday is what that sounds like. You have a more magical Sunday if you listen to the Sunday morning 2-hour folk hour with, do believe the last caller, Pfeiffer, and some kind of fruit person. He's fruity, but they play good music. Folk, bluegrass, gangsta grass, acoustic, solo people shaking, you know. Everything you like Sunday morning before the rock and roll pre-show. Sometimes you need to chill before you get all hot and bothered from the rock and roll. As it does. I mean, there's shaking of the hips and all of that. Where was I? There is fluoride in tea. We already talked about that, though. You know, it's, there wasn't, I mean, obviously not a lot of solid stuff about, you know, magic. There's a lot of stuff about magic, but how solid is it? I can get into Aleister Crowley, but I get legit creepy vibes reading his stuff, even online, not in physical form. He's not in physical form anymore, Aleister Crowley. Crowley. Hmm. Boh. We could read some Edgar Allan Poe. Yes. Turn down the lights. Very low. Oh, no. That's all I have. I do have boostograms. We heard another boostogram sound. I like that one because it utilizes ping pong. Not ping pong, but a pinball table. Love me some pinball. Not really magical, other than the way it just sucks quarters out of your pocket.
That certainly rings a bell.
Yeah, it does.
Which gives it a right smack.
Yeah, Technology Connections. You can check him out on YouTube. I like his channel. He is very verbose, but informative. So there's that. Let me read these boostograms. How about it? I'm looking forward to Carolyn being back. She is a big part of the show. Some might say 50%. Some might say more. Some might ask, how do you measure such things? Some might send us boosts like Sir Truck Driver with 10,000 Satirinos. ITS, I'm boosting to let your listeners know that episode 4 of the new V for V music podcast, Rolling On Show, has dropped. I play through 8 tracks of V for V music. I extend an invitation to give it a listen. Thanks for putting on a great show. I will give it a listen. I like these new V for V music shows, and it's good to know Sir Truck Driver is doing more. He does the metal moment on bowl after bowl. I should give that a listen. Not just for the metal moment, but for the entire bowl. Fantastic. And listen to homegrown hits as well. Thank you, Sir Truck Driver, for the 10,000 sets. Jari Good. And KR. Kilo Romeo says, fuck ancient Egypt. With, oh, I got to squint. 55,555 sats. Well, thank you. If I ever go to Egypt, modern Egypt, nowadays Egypt, rest assured, I'ma fuck it. I don't know how. I'll figure it out before I get there. Maybe on the plane ride there. I'll ask a flight attendant, a mid-air waitress, whatever they want to be called nowadays. I'm going to look for an artifact, and somebody might say,
this is the symbol of Thoth right here.
I'm a fuck it.
You guys know who Thoth is?
He's fucked. Now. And thanks, KR. How about them PayPals? Maybe it should have been brought up sooner. Maybe not. How do you like this track? I made it the other day. It's called The Trees Listen. And made it just for this episode. Just for you. And just for me, too. What we got? Show me the activity. Blingo. Look at this. Oh, no note. But bravo, golf. Sending 20 hoggaroos. You know what that means. It means I gotta find a Zappa clip. where he says,
"He has pledged $20.
He has, Frank. And Joe O'Connor has pledged $5 as a monthly recurring payment. So thank you very much, both of you. The 20 Hoggaroos. Bravo, Golf. Bravo. Yes, indeed. And Joe O'Connor. Juliet, Oscar, Charlie. Yeah, I'm going to call you Charlie. What's up, Joe Chuck? J Chuck? Never mind. That's that. I appreciate all of that. I appreciate everybody listening and sharing your thoughts. Were there more voicemails? There were, and there are, and there is. Let's do those. Let's pause this track. I love getting surprise voicemails in there. They're all like,
"I'm gonna fuck your fun hole."
Oh, that was the wrong one. They're more like,
"It's so fucking cool."
Yeah.
Part dose.
Hey.
Just out here running, so this panting is not one of Spencer and Morian's vocal mails that they leave. I'm just running. That's why the panting's there.
Oh, sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, now I don't believe
first
you.
First off, I would give Joan magic powers of, like, beautiful mind meets cables, where it just, like, patches everything. You know, those little times you get frustrated, or you get frustrated, whatever. And with cables, and you just be able to see, like, chest lack. Like, I'm going to do this, bam, bam, boom, just come together.
Okay, yes, yes.
Second of all, it would be granting Phone Boy how to know or how to use a mute button and what it does. Maybe we just need to make a pamphlet for him. And then, man, there was something else.
Mutebutton.io. Make a website.
I don't remember now. Dang it. And then another one would be if you could, like, momentarily fast forward and see what it'd be like when all the movies are just remakes of themselves and just go back and forth between animated and live action.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Kind of like that now.
Disney just starts remaking every single thing. Oh, wait, they've already done that. So, anywho. I think of the current one, I'll call back. But anyway, love you guys. Appreciate you. Stay dangerous. Kaka.
Now, kaka to you. Sounds like you're saying dangerous out there. What are you, wrestling a lion? Mountain lion. Could be a euphemism. I heard a boostergram come in, too. Look at that. Oh, 69. Dong, dong, dong. From, hey, citizen. Hey, citizen. He's a cool motherfucker. And he just says, yo. Well, yo. Right back at you. Which would be, oi.
69?
Well, when you're in the 69, you're going to get plenty of action when it's going down.
69! 69, dudes! That's right, hey, citizen. I hope you give that that autistic girl a little bit of a...
And I'm going to give her a warm phone with a possible low of 69.
Yeah. Maybe that hardware store lady. Is she, she'd probably go for that. You know, the,
69?
Yeah. Thanks, man. Ooh, more voicemails. Wow, lots of them got in. Look at that. How fucking cool.
Hello. So if I had the magic power, what it would be is that I could make all the people in the world understand the different accent of the Quebecois people versus the accent of the French. Because here we have a different accent. Is the Quebecois accent is different from the French. The French, they talk like ronron, baguette, fromage. We don't talk like that here in Quebec. We have a different accent. It's like Canadien français. It's completely different. So that would be a very good magical power to make everybody understand the difference and also the pride of the Quebecois people, because we are very proud. We have the Poutine. Also, I would make all the people understand that it's pronounced Poutine, not Poutine, like the Americans say.
Oh.
And also, I would make 24 June would be a international holiday instead of just the national holiday in Quebec. It would be international. Everybody gets a day off to drink beer and have a big party. And also, I would make a new law that would make anytime we use the word podcast, or in French we say balado, whenever we use those words, it must have a RSS feed. If not, then it's not even a podcast. It's like a YouTube show or like a streamer on Twitch. That is not a podcast. You know, is not even the right word. So I would make the new language law that if we use podcast, it must have RSS feed. And yeah, that's it. That would be what I would do if I had magic power in the smoker.
Well, in the smoker, my Quebecois friend. Yes, well, I'm not good at French accent or Quebecois accent. Even pronouncing the words just trip me up. But it's good to know that the dish is pronounced...
Poutine!
Not poutine. I appreciate that. It's always good to learn new things. And yeah, Tower of Babel, but just for Quebec. I like it. I'm all for it. And the RSS feed, yeah. If there's not one, it's not a podcast or pod or a... Pod to pod. Or any of that. I don't have those clips up. I made a whole new board. Yeah.
It's so fucking cool.
It is. Speaking of fucking cool voicemail right here.
Are you going to cry?
Oh.
Piss your pants maybe? Maybe shit and cum?
Maybe.
Hey, facing the screen again, guys.
Hey.
Okay, so we kind of duplicated on the being able to speak and understand all these other languages.
Yeah, but that was cool.
Okay. So, let me take that one back and say, what if I could be magically bestowed all the powers of a Jedi, man? What if I could just be a Jedi? I would have the telekinesis. I'd have the lightsaber skills. I'd have to have, I mean, it would have to come with a lightsaber, too, though. I mean, that's, well, that would be the ability to build a lightsaber, I guess, would be a magical power. You know, because, like, Luke constructed his own lightsaber, like his father's, you know? And I think maybe that would be a good magical power to be a Jedi. You know, the Force surrounds us, it binds us.
Yeah.
Just levitate my beer from across the room into my hand and just take a drink. I wouldn't even have to hold it. I'd just be able to pour it into my mouth like a cup. Right, Fletcher? All right, guys. In the smoker.
Yes. Size matters not. Matters when it gets so big eating food like this. I don't know. That Yoda voice sounded like someone else. Face to the screen. I like Jedi powers. I'd go for that, which is different from that Hall & Oates song.
In the smoker. Don't give it a second thought.
I'm a fuck it.
I think I would, for a magic power, commute out of the city in the morning and into the city at night, so there's no traffic in the smoker.
Ah, yes. That is magical when you're on the highway by yourself, and you know what it's like when it's completely crowded and congested, and then you're there, and you're the only one for miles. You almost feel invincible, or like, I don't know. I'm a silly person, believe it or not, in real life, and, even if I'm in the car by myself, sometimes I like to do the old thing from, is it Dumb and Dumber, where Jim Carrey's just like sitting in the passenger seat like he's running, like moving his arms up and down? I'm like that. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going so fast. I'll drive with my knees in order to do that. I don't care. I, like Christopher Battles, stay dangerous. I mean, because how could you not? How could you not? Who am I? Not Matthew McConaughey. I'm Fletcher. This has been... You know, episode 373 of what some might call Hog Store Reek. Actually, everybody who refers to the show should call it Hog Story. Or that show where they talk about stuff. That works. Rest assured, though, 374, Carolyn will be here. And that'll be a great show. Join us on Friday, sometime in the afternoon. I'll let you know. I'll put out the live tag and all that. On Friday, we're just going to be enjoying ourselves and enjoying some music. Any kind of music, all the kinds of music. And the question for next week, I like the language stuff, so let's talk about it. More about it. What's a language you would like to speak if you could? Or do you have experience with those languages? Just talk about languages. We don't have to be so specific. We're in the smoker. We can do what we want. Let's talk about language. What fascinates you about language? What interests you? What confuses you? What makes you go, ugh, about a language? I don't know. But I do know you can always leave a voicemail, no matter what it's about, at 430-201-4841, where operators are not standing by, but eventually will listen. And until next Friday and the following Monday, you'll be in the smoker with me once again, and I'll be Fletcher. And hopefully we're not knocking records off the turntables or anything like that. I hope to see you there. Until then, adios, mofos.
That's the hard story.
It was a gift from the heavens, the perfect smoker.
It's like a meat sanctuary.
God damn you, little microphone.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, sister, shit. What? Man, fuck you and your phone spur.
God damn you, little microphone.
Y'all know what's a banana split?
Put a banana split in your asshole, girl.